There we go.
There we go.
All right. I'm moderator this time, aren't I?
I believe so.
All right. So did you all get the email yesterday, that the JSM stuff?
No.
No. Oh, we're in JSM. Yay.
Excellent.
And ironically enough, I'm chairing the session that we're in.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I'm not really sure how that's supposed to work, but because I'm presenting and chairing the session. So, but yay, I just got the email yesterday, so we're the second talk on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. So, if you go to, I'm surprised you all didn't get the email. That's kind of interesting. I can send that to you all if you want to take a look at it, because they have a link to the program.
Yeah, could you ask?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, could you forward that to us?
Yeah, let me see if I can just quickly find it. What did I do with it? No, that's not it. We are pleased to inform you that your presentation... Oh, maybe because I was the presenter, that's why they sent it to me. Okay.
Probably.
So, McGowan... Sorry. Tara... And Routon. There we go. So, yeah, I think at the bottom of that link is bottom of that email are some links to the schedule, if we want to update our abstract, and, like, all the dates and everything. So as a presenter, you can make changes to your abstract March 30th through April 19th. We're supposed to have a proof of paper, so we have to have a proof of paper in progress to me by May 11th. So I'm going to be very demanding about that.
Well, I think as the presenter, you should have to write that paper.
Yes, I'm going to have to prove to myself that we have proof of paper in progress. But I'm sorry, I didn't realize you guys didn't get that. So I was very excited to see that. Okay, so the second thing I kind of had on my list, I guess, I didn't really send out a list, I uploaded a current, like, hopefully non-typoed version of an OSCOTS abstract, which is due tomorrow, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody was okay with it before I sent it in. I sort of combined the two that I had sent by email, I shared it with everybody but Randy. Not intentionally, I just I didn't have Randy's email address at hand when I was doing this.
Okay, yep.
Sorry, that wasn't anything personal. Hold on, let me see if I can sharing settings. I'll add you as well. Is it R Goth? Groth?
Yeah, it's R-E-G-R-O-T-H.
R-E-G-R. Say that again, I'm sorry. R-E...
R-E-G-R-O-T-H.
Okay. At?
Salisbury.edu. It's S-A-L-I-S-B-U-R-Y.
Okay. .edu. Not E-D-Y. Okay. There we go. Yeah. It says you're added. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it just showed up in my mailbox.
So if you all could read through that and let me know if there's anything you want changed. Mostly it's the bottom half of it that's different from what we had before.
Good to me when I looked through it.
Okay. The one thing I didn't like was the good or bad sampling methods, but I really couldn't come up with a more, I don't know.
You could say, yeah, or something like higher or lower quality.
Okay. Higher or lower. Higher or lower, really? I don't know.
How about, like, effective and for good?
effective.
Or even for bad, we could have biased. I don't know.
Yeah, you could put biased. But yeah, I like that.
All right.
And then I guess you have the word good in the second sentence there, too. Good sampling.
Okay. Do we want effective instead there? Okay.
Can we just say non-biased? Be consistent, biased versus non-biased?
I think that would work too. Do we have a preference?
I myself sometimes have a hard time using the word unbiased because it seems like almost anything has a little bit of bias possibly. I have a harder time saying that word for sampling. I don't know about anybody else, but...
I can see that point.
We could say effective or strongly biased, say, techniques down there due to, I don't know.
Okay. So really, nobody has any really strong feelings that anything needs to be.
No, I think it looks reasonable.
Okay. I mean, if you put it, I mean, feel free to put any edits in it. I'm really, this was...
Well, the only other word I could think of besides effective would be reasonable, and I don't know which one's better.
What about random?
Do all of our sampling, our good sampling methods?
Yeah, they're all random in some form or another. And they're not all simple random, but they're all random.
That works for me.
All right. Put random. Either employed random or biased sampling methods. That sentence still seems awkward to me. Randomly. Well, I've said earlier, though, there were then randomly assigned assessment items based on these survey topics that either employed random or biased sampling methods. So I used random in...
But they're far enough apart in different implications, if that's the right word.
Okay. You know what, I'm going to move the word either, that employed either. I think that would sound better.
Yeah, I like that.
Writing is not my strong suit.
Then do we want to change our effective up top to be random too, or no?
Yeah, I think... I like the idea of being consistent. Are you going to change it, Jackie?
Sure.
Okay. I got a little flag that's popping up with your name on it. So.
Well, I just wanted to make sure. I was like, I'm not sure if someone else is going to do it or if I will.
That's just kind of funny that there's like, you know, a little hovering flag. Anything else pop up for anybody?
I think it looks good.
All right. Abstract done. I will submit that as soon as we are done. Okay. So basically, I'm just looking at actually Jackie's synthesis from last time. Well, I was looking at it. Where did it go? Hold on. So we had talked about looking at the spreadsheet and getting all of our data uploaded. I don't know how many people were able to do that. In fact, I'm in the middle of still putting my data into the spreadsheet. Were we going to try and put that on Google Docs, or were we just going to send that all to Jackie?
I think we were originally going to send it all to me, and then in a recent email, Herla said to send it to her, so I sent mine to her.
I'm sorry. I was not trying to usurp that. I didn't remember saying we'll send it all to Jackie. I just missed that part. So I was like, well, you know, if everybody sends it to me, then I'll look at our agreement rate. I got was stuff from Jackie.
Okay. Well, I'm literally...
Sorry about that, Jackie. I didn't mean to take that over.
Well, that's fine, because I kind of actually forgot about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to get all that data, and then Herla sends that email. I'm like, oh, I'll let her do it then.
Oh, when did they send an email saying we were sending it to you? I didn't get an email.
It's in the synthesis from right after last research call. Just
oh,
right at
the
bottom.
I don't have access to that. The thing you posted in Google Docs?
No. This is an email that Jackie sent around.
I sent it, like, right after our call that gave us our assignment, and the third one have, if you emailing me your file a day before the next call, I'll put it all together.
No, I knew that. But I didn't get an email saying we were emailing it to Herla instead.
Yeah, no, I never got that either.
Huh.
I got it. How weird.
So that's the reason I only got something from Jackie.
Yeah, sure, I'll say that's the reason why I never sent anything out.
I'm going to guess, from what it says, you guys both got it, but it was at the very end of her email.
So yeah, maybe I just kind of skimmed
all
it and never.
You know, statistical reasoning categories, and that's the very end
of it. Oh, it's on that one? Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. When you asked about the categories, I think I responded to that, and that's when I said, hey, if you want to send me your stuff, because I really honestly did miss that part about Jackie collecting it. I need to pay more attention during calls. I'm making work for myself. So, yeah, it was a part of that email.
Okay. So I am in the middle, like literally it's sitting on my desk and the spreadsheet is open. I was trying to get it finished before the call. So hopefully I will have it done within the next 24 hours and I can send it to Herla or Jackie, whoever is doing it. Where's everybody else? Obviously Jackie sent hers to Herla.
I had mine done last week. I just forgot to send it.
All right. So, as usual, I'm...
And I'm hoping for a snow day tomorrow, so hopefully I'll send it tomorrow.
On April 1st?
Well, we're supposed to get a foot of snow, so I'm hoping for a snow day.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I really want a snow day.
Well, I hope you get one. I'm just like, wow.
I hope so. Although then we'll have missed a week of classes due to snow. That would suck, but that may push us back to the week of us guts for finals. But that'll be okay. Somebody else can get my finals.
Okay, so we're good on that. I will get my act together. So anything with implementation going on right now that we need to talk about? Is everybody good with – everybody did the luggage question. How are we with the next question?
I've done that one. I'm like practicing right before spring break, like around the 11th, I think I did that one.
Okay. Mine is next week.
Mine's next week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have mine done. So my next collection will be, my next class-wide collection will be on the final exam.
Mine too. All right. So that, do we want to talk about interviews? I know we kind of touched on this last time, but.
I just don't want you to take the ball here and actually do it. That's my problem.
Yeah,
I need to figure out, you know,
too.
Who has a tape recorder I can actually borrow and then hunt down my students that said they might be willing to do one. So
we're working on it is what we're saying.
Yes, but I need to make it at my own assignment, if nothing else.
Okay. All right. I'm just kind of going through the checklist.
I'm just a student. If I don't have an assignment, it's very not likely to get done.
All right. So maybe we can make it a goal for next time that at least we all try to plan out when we're going to do the interviews. because we're all sort of running out of time here. I know I'm running out of time. So try to get at least that scheduled or have an idea of how we're going to do that. Maybe we can make that one of our assignments.
Okay,
so then that leads us to, if I'm looking through this list, we were going to look at the luggage question that Jackie had sent around and look at some of the categories, and we were also going to maybe look at some of the literature review stuff. So what does everybody want to do? Don't all speak up at once. Well, does everybody want to look at the luggage question that Jackie had? Why don't we start there?
That seems reasonable.
Does everybody have a copy of it? The PDF? It is a PDF, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got this lovely... Oh, I'm sorry. The 31-page PDF.
Yeah, it's a long file.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I actually have all mine scanned and everything. So I have a question, because I noticed that, like, you've got some names on these. We are supposed to be doing, like, codes and things. And technically, in the spreadsheet, I'm, like, putting names and everything in, but I said on my IRB that I was not going to. So I'm really supposed to...
For each of us is just to sit down and put the codes together.
Well, and I had put the question on the front page of my exam, so when I scanned it, I'm going to have to go back in with some PDF software and sort of, I can do that, but, you know what I mean?
On my IRB, I only said I would remove names after the data collection was done. Like, on the actual data file, I'll eventually strip their names once I have all the data.
Okay.
That's nice. I can't remember when I said I would strip the names for mine.
I don't know. So maybe I'll just do that before I send the file out, because the IRB here, IRB person here is a little persnickety.
Do they check to see if you're actually doing it?
I don't know. It just... I don't, it's just such a pain to get it through, and in fact... my informed consent, I had to do, I couldn't talk about it, like, at all in class. I had to do it all through email. So I was only allowed to, like, if they get, like, any inclination that I'm pressuring students at all, like, basically I was going to get in trouble. So I had to send out, like, one email, and then they had to turn in the informed consent if they wanted to do it. So I got, like, maybe 15 informed consents when I did it originally. So I'm going to wait and send one more, like, reminder email to all the students who didn't turn it in toward the end of the semester and hope that now that I know them a little bit better, they might be a little bit more willing to do it and hope that that doesn't, you know, get the IRB person riled up. But I'm a little concerned with how many forms I actually got. But I'm, like, not allowed to remind them about it in class.
Wow.
So, yeah. I hadn't said anything because I was kind of hoping that if I sent out the reminder email, I would get another collection and I would actually have a pretty good data collection of data. But, yeah. So, anyway, sorry. I mean, I have some. I just don't have as many as I was hoping.
All I said on my consent form is that they wouldn't be identified by name in any papers or presentations. So I don't think I have to strip their names until the end either. Actually, I don't think I have to strip their names at all, based on that statement.
Yeah.
Although I did have in the paper I submitted to the guy that has to approve it that I would not have their names in.
I I mean, I know the main thing we wanted to try to do with this was make sure that we had an ample amount of categories, I think that was the first thing. And we can't really do the rater reliability until we have everyone's data. So, like, reading through them, do we feel like we have now with the statistically correct and incorrect and mixed incorrect and correct? Do I feel like we have categories?
I think it would still be important to see everybody, because I can say even just looking at mine and Jackie, we don't agree 100%. In fact, we disagree just slightly under 50% of the time. Some of those, in some cases, like, we both agreed that it was either a mixed response or, like, a statistical response or something like that, but we disagreed as to whether it was correct or incorrect. A few of them, like, when I went through, there were a few of them that I actually really struggled with, and so I kind of marked them, but then I starred them. So a lot of the ones that we have disagreement on are kind of my starred ones, which is hopefully a little encouraging. So, you know, hopefully that's a sign that we actually kind of are thinking along the same lines. But there's a few where, there's at least two where I said something was completely contextual and Jackie thought it was mixed. So we're not at 100% agreement. And I think what we kind of need to do is see everybody's rating, see where disagreements are, and then kind of hash those out really well until we get better agreement. And kind of talk about, you know, well, why did I think this one was just contextual? Why did I think this one was statistical? And hopefully then we can start to see some patterns that could help us make decisions on new answers.
I will say that when I was reading them, I mean, in my mind, I know what I mean by contextual, but at the same time, sort of like, no matter what, they're going to have to talk a little bit about the context, so that's why I get myself even confused. And like, you know, on the one with the bad sampling techniques, we want them to talk about why it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
At what point are they crossing over? The contextual, I think, is harder on that one. Versus one that's, you know, the more reliable sample, I think, is easier to distinguish contextual from that. Does that make
right.
any sense, what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I think I see what you're trying to say. And I thought there were some ones that did a good job of recognizing the bias. I'm trying to remember what I... I think I put them in as kind of mixed under these different, you know, to indicate and kind of humming.
Oh, we're losing Herla.
Can you hear me now?
Herla?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Well, I can hear you. I don't know if can everyone else?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm in a spot where I signal apparently.
There we go. All right. So where were we?
I'm sorry. We were. Oh, I think I was talking about how Jackie and I had some disagreement, and Jackie was saying that she had a hard time with the students who, they actually got a biased sampling method, and they recognized the bias. That's correct, but a lot of time that comes across as contextual, because bias is, of course, completely contextual, you know, recognizing what the source of the bias is. So I think the way that I tended to code those things was as mixed, usually mixed correct, where to me, recognizing that a biased sample means you don't have a valid conclusion was the statistical part of it, and then recognizing the source of the bias was the contextual part of it. And I felt like there was enough in, I think, most of the answers that I could put both of those things. Like, I could put it mixed. I didn't think, I thought a lot of them had really kind of indicated that they had the statistical, kind of the general statistical understanding, too. Do you disagree with that, Jackie, or do you think there were some...
I have a harder time because I'm trying to think of contextual as being that they're not using, you know, the fact that the sample is biased, that they're just saying, well, obviously, the things are way a lot more regardless of what's going on. So I kind of feel like when they tell me, well, obviously, this is biased because people that are traveling there or, you know, tourists, they're going to bring more. I still feel like that's statistical, partly, because I'm like... What they're saying is technically, statistically correct, but then they're implying something. That's where I have a harder time. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I mean, usually you want the students to tell you why they think it's biased. And what makes something biased is why they wouldn't represent everybody, and why they wouldn't represent everybody is because it's a tourist location.
Yeah.
So I still kind of feel like that's statistical. And not yet contextual. So I'm having a hard time, I think, finding that contextual cutoff in the bad sampling scheme. I don't know if anyone else would like to have that problem, or if it's just me.
I think I have the similar problem. I had done these for the last conference call. And I think I thought of it similar, too. I definitely didn't think of it the way Herla just explained it, where you were putting them as mixed.
Yeah, I'm trying to go back and look and see if I can find a good example of one.
I think I marked them as statistical when I didn't, but I didn't fill them in on the spreadsheet and send it to anybody, so they're on the nice piece of paper in front of me.
I guess I'll just say a quick one. So Deb Hill, she's approximately page 5 of 31. She just simply has no because people would be packing lighter in warmer climates.
To me, that I think is just contextual. I think that's what I marked that one as.
That's what I have as, you know, mixed because I'm kind of like, I feel like, you know, part of the reasoning there is because they think it's biased because they're packing lighter.
We're inferring more. Yeah, it's one of those things where you have to be careful about how much you infer from what they stated. You know, you have to go with what they stated on the piece of paper. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
You just have to be careful how much you infer from.
Yeah, and that's where I think that the interviews will help us clarify some of these things. I'm trying to look at some that I marked as mixed correct to see if I can find a good example of what I was thinking.
Collected from two popular tourist spots, American Airlines.
So there was one here. It was Rachel Dugan. She said no, because they're only sampling... she said touring, but I'm assuming she means tourists coming from Orlando and Miami. Someone going from Cincinnati, Ohio to L.A. may pack significantly more or less than someone going from Texas to Michigan. And I flagged that as mixed because she explicitly said sampling in that case, and so she recognized the connection to the sampling technique. So that I took as the statistical part of the problem. Mm. And then her context, she gets into, you know, the someone going from Cincinnati might pack differently than someone going to Texas. So recognizing that in this flying situation, the itinerary you're flying is going to affect how much you're packing, and so only sampling certain itineraries would not give you a good representation. So that was an example of one that I took as mixed. So, and there was another one that was kind of similar in its wording. Brad Clement talks about, he actually had a very long response, and he, in one of his points, say they're only sampling flights from three major cities. So, again, he is recognizing the importance of the sampling method in making the conclusion, which to some extent is what we were looking for. I mean, that's what we were hoping they would be able to do. So in order for me to say something was mixed, that's what I was looking for. Did they explicitly mention the sampling somehow? If they didn't explicitly mention the sampling, then I think I gave them all contextual. What do you guys think about that?
So the one that we were looking at before where it says, no, they just pack lighter. I guess that's kind of what I meant, but we have to kind of go with what they said on the paper. It's not explicit
that she was connecting it to sampling.
Yeah, I mean, you can imply that, you know, she's packing lighter, so they're only, you know, sampling somebody from.
Right, that was kind of the question that I was thinking of as you were reading through that response. Is the important thing that they mention the word sampling, or if their response, you know, discusses sampling without saying the word sampling, is that considered equivalent, or are you just going with the explicit mention of the term?
There were a few where I felt that they had addressed selection without calling it sampling. So I wasn't necessarily looking for, like, that keyword, so to speak, but I wanted something that indicated that they were connecting it back to where the people came from. So it didn't have to say sampling explicitly, but I was kind of looking for that idea in order to give it the statistical check, whether it's part of a mixed or whether I called it all statistical. That's what I was looking for, with some indication that they knew where the people came from in our sample made a difference.
Oh, okay.
Does that seem reasonable to everyone?
So then you think the explanation is of why those are... So why those two locations is bad is contextual.
Yes, I do.
If that's the only piece that's there.
What do you mean if that's the only piece that's there? I would have put it as mixed. If they had the recognition that where the people came from mattered, and they had the understanding of the bias, because really the bias is contextual, knowing, well, the flights you're on are going to matter, then I would put it as mixed. If I only saw the thing about the flights, but I didn't see that they were connecting it back to explicitly where the people came from, then I would have just put that as contextual. So like the Deb Hill one, in looking at hers, I mean, she gave a short answer, so maybe I was biased by that. But I didn't think she had really spent a lot of time discussing where the people came from. She was really focusing more on what they would be packing, so I gave that all contextual. Whereas looking at Jackie's responses, that was one that I flagged that we disagreed on. It looked like Jackie gave that a mixed. So maybe that's a good kind of case to talk about a little more. What do you guys think of that, Deb Hill's response?
I mean, and maybe this is my teaching style that's different, though, possibly, too, because when my students tell me that something's biased, they have to tell me why that sample's not representative. I expect them to. And so if they don't tell me why those two cities don't represent everybody, they're not going to get a complete answer from me. If that makes any sense. So I want them to tell me, okay, why aren't those two cities representative of everybody? What makes them different? So I'm expecting them to say something about, I guess you could say, context then.
Right. I agree with you on the contextual part of this answer. I guess where I'm coming into disagreement is on the statistical part of this answer.
I had her under contextual as well, so I was in agreement with Harla on that one. We were talking about Deb Hill, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe, what time is it right now? My only
4:48.
I was hoping to get going right at 5 today, but now that Lee called in, I can buzz out without cutting us all off. if I absolutely need to. So it seems like we do need to consider these categories a little bit more. Maybe, again, if people want to either send it to me or if we want to go back and send things to Jackie, what the ratings were, then we can look at a few cases where we disagree and really hash those out. And maybe they kind of warrant their own call to discuss, because I think this is an important step, making sure we're all in agreement of what these codes mean. And I don't think we should do too much more coding until we have agreement.
I think it sounds like it might even be a good idea to think about the codes that you're using. You know, if as you do that, maybe reconsider the codes in light of the data to see if you want to refine the code list at all as you go through the data as well. It sounds like it'd be a good idea.
Yeah, that does sound like a good idea too. Did anyone else think of like other things as you were going through, thinking, oh, this would have been helpful, like this would have made a good code?
I guess it's the only thing, but I'm not sure how to incorporate it. When I was reading a few of them, I feel like they're saying some things that are correct and some things that are incorrect.
Yes,
you know,
mixing
what I mean,
their correctness.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That's true.
But I think that would involve a lot more weirder coding to involve that.
Perla, did you find any that were the bad sample examples that you gave a completely statistical coding to?
Off the top of my head, I don't know, and I only have my raw data files in front of me, not my spreadsheet right now. So I can kind of flip through those. Well, there was one. Is that Keegan? Birdsall?
Mm-hmm.
Or Birdsall? I don't think there's a T in that.
Second to last one?
No, the last name begins with a B, so it would have actually been towards the beginning of the alphabetized list. B-U-R-D-S-A-L-L is the last name.
Yep. On the sheets Jackie sent out, it's the second to last. I don't have the spreadsheet up in front of me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I have him marked as statistical. And he seems to be really focusing on the sample size. Although I also put he has some acknowledgement of bias because he talks about also the flights are only going to two destinations, and I guess that would be contextual per my previous discussion.
Just to kind of go back to what Randy was saying about other codes, I know we put sort of issues of sample size in with sort of statistical reasoning, but I know from looking at least at some of my students' work, did we want to tease out the ones that really just kind of focus in on the sample size and nothing else?
I've had several just like the sample size isn't big enough, and then are done.
I think if that's all they said, I've been marking them as incorrect.
Just as an incorrect response and not.
Yeah, and I think I would have called that probably an SI, like a statistical reasoning, but incorrect.
Okay. Just because I know that will probably come up with some of the other. That's a fairly common incorrect response. I didn't know if we wanted to maybe tease that out separately as something.
I've definitely been noting when they address sample size, and then I figure we can go back and look.
I thought we had talked about last time. I thought we came up with a code to use for that. We didn't?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. I mean, I know that when we talked about writing the questions, we wanted to make sure that we had large enough sample sizes that we were hoping students wouldn't sort of focus in on that. But I'm still, at least, you know, looking at the luggage question responses, especially the every 10th passenger. I think some of them didn't quite understand how the math totaled out.
Yeah.
And so they were just like, well, this is not a big enough sample size, so this is not a good sampling technique. And so, I mean, obviously, you know, it's incorrect, but I didn't know if we wanted to separate that reasoning or identify that reasoning somehow separately from other types of incorrect reasoning. It was just something I thought I'd throw out there. If there's any value to that, I don't know if that necessarily adds anything to trying to understand.
I know we had talked about last time looking at what they had said in addition to kind of whether they were right or wrong. And I guess the way I had been imagining that in my head was almost as like a second step to the analysis. Like we would go through and we would code them based on our first list. And then we would also make notes on what they talked about, whether they were right or wrong, whether they were statistical or contextual to some extent. Like make notes on what they said. Although I guess I was thinking of it predominantly from the statistical category. So pulling out the ones that had something statistical in them, so the S's and the N's, and then looking at those and saying, what was it that they were focusing on for the statistics? So I guess I was imagining that as like a second round of classifications.
Okay.
I don't know if that actually makes things simpler for us or if it doesn't, but that, I guess, was how I had pictured it in my head.
Well, I mean, just thinking of it in terms of, you know, what our research goal is and what we're trying to, I don't know that how exactly that fits into the whole identifying whether they focused in on sample size or not, how that necessarily fits into the whole of our project.
There was a good paper by Jane Watson, maybe almost 10 years ago now, but she dealt with some of the same issues and had about 7 different levels of thinking with and bias and these issues of sample size and those kinds of things came into it. I can't remember if that was one of the papers early on that was in the literature review, but that might be a good one to. Just, you know, take a second look at as you think about the codes and what you would like to include in each one and see if, you know, if there's any similarity between what she did and if any of that would help to kind of sort it out. I can't remember what the title of it was, but I can look it up and send it out unless someone else might remember that one too.
Yeah, there's like 2 that she did really close to that.
I think I remember that. I think I did a summary this summer. If we're talking about the same paper, I think I did a summary that would have of her levels that would have been posted on Google, maybe even Google Groups, but maybe do Google Docs a while ago. But that could also address maybe doing a finer, like, levels of understanding as opposed to just correct or incorrect would address Jackie's concern before about, you know, sometimes they say one part that's correct and then one part that's incorrect, and where do you put them? I think that is a good idea. I think that's at least worth revisiting. So maybe one of us could track down that citation, and then we could all read that paper and consider our classification scheme with that in mind.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, somewhere in the middle of that paper, she has a very nice table that outlines all of her different levels.
Yeah, I think this is one of the Watson and Moritz, I'm not sure how you say his name, papers, wasn't it?
I think I can find it fairly quick, too, unless someone else sees it first.
Let's see if I can get Mendeleev open.
Yeah, it looks like Watson and Moritz 2000 is the year of publication. And the title of it, let's see, the title is, I have it in this reference list here somewhere.
Did we lose everything that was in Google Group?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, they are taking the pages down, though. I've gotten emails about that.
Whoa.
I just went to our page, and there's really nothing. Like, everything's gone except for discussions and the list of members.
I copied and pasted everything because I manage a few Google groups, not the cluster one because I'm pretty sure we set that up, but I manage another Google group, and I got an email saying we're removing the document storage feature from Google groups. You should transfer everything over to Google Docs. And so I went in and just saved everything. So I have a copy on my machine. So we didn't lose it all, but I don't think it's available via Google groups anymore.
Sorry, it was Watson. Here we go. So, did we figure out what was the name of it?
I was still looking here. I thought
okay.
I had my reference list, but it must be in a different
file. I think it's
file.
The developing concept of sampling.
Aha, it's in our Mendeleev then. Watson files, let's see if we actually have downloading 101. If this is the one, then it's actually in Mendeleev.
I think it is, because I know we've read it before.
Okay. And see if this works. Developing concepts of sampling. And nothing is in this. Why is this all blank? Well, this was very helpful. Thank you. Sorry, it just downloaded a blank document.
Okay, I think I've got it now. It's called Developing Concepts of Sampling from Journal for Research in Mathematics Education in 2000. I've got the file here as a PDF I can send out by email.
Oh, yeah, it just is taking a while to, I guess, the PDF
is... I'm able to open it in Mendeleev.
I'm sorry, my computer is just taking forever.
And Randy, do you think you're referring to, I'm looking at like a page 54 where she has like small samplers without selection, those kinds of tiers?
Let's see. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Well, you've even made a little comment on that.
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking of on page 54 of that article.
Ah, there we go. Oh, there's a little comment. From Perla. Okay. Well, since Perla needs to get going here, do we want to try and sort of wrap this up, I guess?
So our next call is in 2 weeks, correct? Because we're going every 2 weeks now? Or was it every three?
No, it was every two.
Okay.
So the next one I have listed is on April 14th.
I think it would make sense then that we all read this paper and go back to Jackie's students and try and classify them. Let's see how we do just straight up taking her tiers and see if we can classify kids that way. And then at our next call, we can focus on both our talking about this Watson's tiers and talking a little bit more about our original system and see if one of those works better than the other or if we need to do some sort of modification of one or just find something completely different. Does that seem reasonable to everyone?
And do we still want to leave the option of our wild card if it has nothing to do with anything?
I always like having a miscellaneous category because I always feel like you're going to get something that you're just like, what was that?
So then we'll have 7 tiers versus 6.
Yeah, that seems reasonable, hopefully.
Yeah. Also, we wanted to just at least try and figure out what you're going to do with the interviews in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That was the other thing we talked about.
Yeah.
Do we want to do anything with this, try to do anything with the lit review? Have people had a chance to look at each other's pieces?
I did. And I had a few comments on things that I actually wrote up in hard copy. Where I thought for the most part they were off to a really good start. One of the things I thought was Jackie kind of had two sections. One was like just a general intro, and then one was pulled from the SRLP submission. And I think we need to be, with like the intro in general, those two parts, I think we need to be careful how much of that is really a summary of what's coming later in Tara's section on the importance of context and my section on why context confused, because I think one of those paragraphs really kind of, in one paragraph, summarized everything that Tara and I were talking about in our section. So we obviously have detail, but maybe making that be more of a preview, so some summary is okay, and then saying maybe, how do I want to say this, I guess frame it like, this is the argument we're going to make in the paper, and this is what we're going to expand on in later sections, something along those lines, so explicitly connecting it to the later section. So that was on the intro and the goals, and maybe just, you know, writing the goals up into a paragraph, too, about what the goals of the paper are, or what the goals of our research are. And then for Lee's part, I thought Lee did a good job with the definitions, and maybe looking at, within the definitions of statistical literacy, reasoning, and thinking, highlighting what the specific focuses are of our
problem. That's the part I didn't get to, yeah.
Yeah. And we have some of that. There's a lit review outline posted on Google Docs I was looking at, and that has some of it in there, so you could probably pull from that.
Okay.
So I think they looked good overall, and then just, again, probably all of us need to go back and expand things a little bit more. I know I still have a few references that I need to get to. I still have a note in mind, look at these files. So I still have to go back and do that and expand them a little more.
Okay. Oh, and the other thing was send your. I'm sorry, not to cut. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Harla. What were you gonna say?
Oh, that's okay. I was just gonna say that was some of the things I noticed.
Okay. And mostly this is to remind myself, but send your survey data to Harla, so she can compile it. And I guess that's really to me. And Tara, who's already done it, but just have to send the file.
So your rating.
We're
also sending
our new classifications before the next call too.
Yeah, I will offer to spearhead that. So if you want to send me both your old rating, like your ratings under the CSM system and then your ratings under the Watson tier system, I can compile those and look at our agreement rates and then give us a head up of what we're going to need to focus on in the next call.
All right.
And I think that I have a feeling we could probably dedicate an entire call to that next time, and I think that's something really important because I don't think we should move too far ahead with more coding until we know we agree on the codes at least reasonably well.
And just remember, you need to get a proof of paper in progress to me by May 11th.
I think we'll talk to you before then.
I think we have to have the other paper written by then anyway, don't we, for the conference?
Yeah, what other deadlines are we coming up against?
Yeah, the SRLP paper is mid-May, so we will definitely need We'll definitely have stuff for JSM because we'll have to have an actual, like, 6-page paper, I think, written by then.
Well, I hate to point out the obvious. We also have to put a poster together for Escots.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, so we will definitely have proof of work, and we will have ample proof of work in progress.
All right. Anyway, I just snorted on the recording. All right. Anyway, anything else from anybody?
Whoever's pulling the recording, don't forget, Jean said we're getting charged $1 a day, so she wants us to email her immediately to pull it down. She doesn't want it to sit there at all.
Yeah, I get yelled at by my husband for that, so.
I'm going to go ahead and drop her an email before I left since I'm the organizer for the next call, and I'll ask for the recording as well, or actually both recordings.
Okay. Actually, it's Justin who actually takes the recording down and emails it, so that's why.
So you should just tell Justin, hey, I had a call today. Could you get the recording?
Well, that means I have to talk to him. No, that's fine. So, Tara, if you want to do it, that's fine. But I'll make sure I mention it to him when I see him tonight. So make sure it gets taken down. Because, yeah, they do get charged. So.
Jackie, you just said you were going to do it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
I just make sure. Because I'm not. Are we done?
I think so. Anything else from anyone? All right. I think we got a nice long list for next time. So. And then everybody knows what they're doing next time for roles.
I'm organizing. I think that's the important one.
Okay.
I'm moderating.
I'm recording.
And I'm synthesizing, apparently. All right. So, all right.
All right. Have a good 2 weeks, everyone. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Have a good afternoon. And I hope you get a snow day tomorrow, Tara.
I do.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Please stand by.